Let's go to Broadway, where the musical The Cher Show opened last night. It features the song Cher's made famous over her 60-year career. And it also features the clothing. Designer Bob Mackie is the man behind Cher's memorable outfits. And reporter Jeff London takes a look at his role in this new Broadway show.
The Cher Show turns back time in a kind of three-dimensional, behind-the-music way. It tracks the entertainer's triumphs and setbacks in a jam-packed 2.5 hours from Cher's humble beginnings.
I got you, babe.
To her more recent career reinventions. Such a big story, it takes three actresses to play Cher. But if anything gives the show authenticity, it's the beaded, spangled, sometimes scanty costumes by Bob Mackie, many of which are recreations of Cher's most famous looks.
You either love them or you think they're disgusting, or that's not fashion.
Bob Mackie is well aware that his outfits for Cher, which expose a lot of flesh, often made lists like the 10 worst-dressed women. And he doesn't care.
No, it's not fashion. These are all costumes. Some people get upset when she goes to where it should be fashion and she's dressed up funny. But everybody loves to look and it gets printed in every paper.
The two artists met in 1967 when Cher and her husband Sonny made a guest appearance on the Carol Burnett Show, for which Mackie designed the costumes.
I was expecting this kind of hulking, angry, gothy kind of a girl at the time, and she walked in and she looked like Audrey Hepburn's little sister. She was so adorable and so beautiful.
And a lifelong collaboration and friendship started. Mackie gave Cher a new look. He bared her navel on primetime television, adding lots of feathers and crystals.
She was never intimidated by anything. She just never occurred to her that it was vulgar. And it never was vulgar on Cher. You could show quite a lot of body because it was so toned and so perfect. Who has that? Nobody has that. But she did.
Actress Teal Wicks, who plays Cher during the 1970s, has gotten used to wearing Mackie's skimpy but carefully constructed outfits.
I actually love them. It's so essential to Cher, so it's very freeing and liberating and empowering to wear these beautiful things that show a lot of yourself on stage. And I do work really hard to stay in shape, so, you know, might as well flaunt it.
Living in a house divided with a love that's so unsighted.
They said, you know, I don't have the same body type as Cher. And he said, who does?
Stephanie J. Block plays Cher from the 1980s on and says Bob Mackie made her immediately feel comfortable at their first costume fitting.
But he works on the person, not on a mannequin or a form, and he draws on your body and he lifts what needs to be lifts and he hides what needs to be hidden.
Block wears 30 costumes over the course of the evening, including the sheer midriff-bearing outfit with an enormous wig that Cher wore as a presenter at the Oscars. It was one of the most famous looks Mackie ever created.
And I'm lifted through the stage in what they call the trap, and as soon as the audience just sees the tip of the headpiece, and it's all this kind of black horsehair, they know what's coming. Truly, all I have to do is stand there, and it gets applause.
Here's Cher from that 1986 ceremony.
As you can see, I did receive my Academy booklet on how to dress like a serious actress.
Cher was unavailable for this story, but she's been in the audience at several previews of The Cher Show, which she co-produced. If that seems meta, imagine playing Bob Mackie in front of Bob Mackie, which is what Michael Burress does.
So I'm in a fitting with the real Bob Mackie designing clothes for me to wear as Bob Mackie in a fitting with Cher, and what could have been incredibly sort of odd and awkward was hilarious and funny. The first thing he said to me is, just so you know, I would never wear anything I'm giving you to wear. And I thought, well, of course you wouldn't, because he's such a humble person.
For his part, Bob Mackie says it was initially jarring to see himself singing and dancing on stage in the Cher Show. But he's gotten used to it.
Well, I know that it's not me up there. I mean, I know that. He knows that I know that it's not me, but he has to play the part.
Which is both humble and fabulous. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.